It's time for Real News. Brian Ross joins us every Thursday, and we take a look at news stories out and about, not only in this country, but around the world as well. And we say good morning to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. 1 week from today, the perhaps the final hearing will be held in prime time by the January 6th Select Committee, and it's supposed to be a grand finale.
What, you know, I didn't really think that we would learn much new from these hearings, but the last month have brought about some shocking things, especially, and it's a big deal, with Liz Cheney bringing up the fact that Donald Trump tried to contact not one but two people that were being subpoenaed to come testify before the committee, and that the committee has referred both those to the Justice Department. That's separate and apart from what else has been going on. That's one of the first things you're told when you're in any kind of questionable position by a lawyer, is just don't do something stupid by trying to contact somebody. It's one of the first things they'll say to you.
Right. Well, it may not be enough for an obstruction of justice charge, but it certainly shows he is concerned, deeply concerned, of what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, and that opens up the way for. There has just been so much as an investigative reporter. This must have opened your eyes even more, because you know how to look in those little nooks and crannies and those dark spots that we don't get to see.
Right. Well, we're seeing that unfold now with the testimony and the put together the witness. And I list that is very impressive. And, you know, with Pat Cipollone, the former general counsel now, his testimony very powerful as to what was going on. There can be no doubt, it seems to me, Trump knew what was going on. He knew there was no chance. He knew it was wrong, that had lost the election. There was no big steal. There was no rigged election yet. He went ahead anyway, and that shows what he's thinking, what's in his mind, and that's very, very powerful. I don't know how many Americans now have come to acknowledge that guy was out to steal the election.
It's interesting, some of the audio that has been leaked with Steve Bannon, but also that documentary filmmaker with some of the video evidence that he has presented. This stuff is. To me, the Bannon thing is not unexpected, but this other clip of Trump is really damning. Is it really a damning of that meeting? It's just really damning.
It is truly amazing, and you know, one of the things that surprises me is that none of these witnesses talked about this before. I mean, let's remember this. This all happened, and we're only really learning about it now because of the committee. And I think, you know, it's a reminder that these hearings really are pivotal. This is important information for our history, for what happened, and that this would have somehow not been known is amazing. And for all the books that were written, all the investigations, we're learning new stuff every single time the committee gavels the order.
And to show you how serious it is, Donald Trump missed a big rally he had planned. Why did he miss that rally? Because he had to go testify in New York.
Right.
That must have killed him more than anything, to have to go testify and miss one of those rallies where he can stir people up.
Well, you know, I think he probably feels it's closing in on him, and that people who were part of his staff, part of his administration, are understand they have to testify and tell the truth. And I think we're getting the truth at long last.
All right. Well, today there's going to be a rare occurrence that is happening, and that is our president is going to hold a news conference. Of course, he's on his foreign trip now, and he doesn't hold many of these news conferences, but when he does, sometimes he manages to ramble on a little too much. Not as much as the former president, but he does manage to go on when he does hold these.
Right. Well, you know, there was a story at the beginning of the week by Peter Baker of the New York Times, which really, really painted a pretty bleak picture there of the concerns by his own staff that President Biden has lost a step, and they've got to be very, very careful of managing his time. Not only does he get tired, he's showing his age, but he also he's been gaffe prone for a long time, and they're very concerned about that. So, as you say, this is a rare event, a presidential news conference. And that's too bad. That really is.
All right. Another topic. Now, I don't know. Did you spend any time in New York this week?
I did.
Did you see the commercials for air raid drills?
I did not. I heard about them, though.
I saw one. And, you know, it took me back to when I was at Town Hill School many years ago. And we used to practice getting under our desks.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And I think back now, it was so nice to be young and thinking that getting under our desks was going to prevent us from being affected by a nuclear bomb. It was reassuring when we were young. But once again, I saw them because I do have a Starlink, so I can look at New York TV stations. And the first one I saw, I thought was a joke. I thought I was watching like a Colbert or a Tonight Show, but it was real. It was real. I don't know whether that's good for the public or whether that shakes the public up even more.
Well, you've got to wonder what are they thinking, but I don't know.
I wanted to ask you that so bad because I know you spent time in New York. Well, let's go on to I'll tell you what, the United States and the Soviet Union, Russia, things really couldn't be worse because the rockets we are now supplying are causing huge problems. And finally, now that they're out in the field, are causing the stalemate to change directions a little bit, and a lot of Russians are dying, to me this is a very worrisome point.
Well, as you say, the stalemate has just been intensified in a way. With the U.S. Weapons now in the hands of the Ukrainians, they are making some real damage. But no sign any of that is going to change the mind of Vladimir Putin about continuing his campaign. Really, not at all. And just sort of, you know, when you have sort of the battlefield now has been even, they've leveled off, and that both sides are killing each other. And what's it going to take to stop it? Hard to know.
It's interesting because Russia also has started posting notices of soldiers that have left their unit and betrayed the country. To try to shame the soldiers. And once again, I think this is another mistake by Vladimir Putin because it's only going to intensify. What worries me, Ryan, maybe I'm a little paranoid, is that sooner or later, one of the sides is going to do something that's really going to intensify things. Either sooner or later, Russia is going to do something drastic with some of their tactical nuclear weapons, or they're at war, and sooner or later, Ukraine is going to strike deeper into Russia. I mean, unless this really calms down, that's what really worries me, that next level that it could ratchet up to.
Absolutely, and you sort of play this out, and they do, you know. As the Ukrainians have these very highly accurate missiles, now that go 40, 50 miles, you know, that how deep will they go in terms of fighting Russia? And when does Russia say, all right, enough is enough, or we're taking it up a notch? And who knows what's going to happen there? You know, the U.S. got agreement from the Ukrainians for limitations of who they would target, how far into Russia they would go, but as you say, the potential there for a misstep is huge.
It's just it gets bigger all the time. And now let's go to the good news. That new telescope. I'm sitting here now, and I'm not even looking at any pictures, but just talking about it, I get goosebumps. The views that we're getting of the galaxy are just now. The Hubble was great. This is almost like science fiction. It's so unbelievable.
It really is so eye-opening. You just, and of course, it's just what's out there? You know, how much farther can they go? Where are we? We're such a small little part of the whole universe.
Well, and you would think that would help around the world when people see these images, know how insignificant we are. And as they say, the pictures that we're seeing represents a piece of dirt on your finger if you hold it away and look at it. That's that's how small, and yet what we're looking, and also we received a signal at the same time this week from another galaxy. That whom, this is amazing stuff, and it's you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, what terrific things the human mind can do when it's put to it. And then you look at yourself and you look at the Ukrainian situation and you say what horrible things the human mind can put us through.
Well, and so much, you know, turmoil in this country. If you look at the big picture, it doesn't matter all that much. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, Marshall? Who else is out there?
Well, I've always been a big science fiction fan. And when Elon Musk had his rockets come back to Earth and land, like the Jules Verne rockets, I said to myself, there's something about these science fiction writers where they know, for some reason, somehow, they tie in to things that actually happen in the future. And and when you look at the opening of Star Wars, and they do that long ago in a galaxy far away, and you look up into the sky, that's the first thing that came to my mind when I looked at those beautiful pictures, is what is out there, and what is our place in this thing we call the universe.
It's exactly,
it's amazing.
It really is. It makes, if you have a brain, it makes you think.
Yeah, and if you don't have a brain, you're watching wrestling, right? And not that. Okay. No, I watch wrestling, so it's not an insult to people who watch wrestling. All right, Brian, it's always great to speak to you. Hopefully, we'll have some better news coming up in the weeks ahead.
Well, we're looking forward to what we'll be seeing, a week from tonight. That's going to be big news, very, very big news.
All right, Brian, we'll speak to you next week.
Take care, Marshall.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Brian on the web at our website, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.